Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 3, we were talking about the multitude of people that go to a church for the music that it uses, regardless of the message. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Much of what happens today is an appeal to the flesh and does not really lead to that which exalts Jesus Christ. And that's what happened here in Babylon, and that's what's happening today. They're still religious. But doesn't it tell you something that some of you may be Mormon, some of you may be Baptist, some of you may be Catholic, some of you may be Methodist, some of you may be of a completely different religion. Who knows? Maybe a Muslim, Hindu, and you can sit down with this kind of music and feel like that you're one together singing the same kind of a music. There's something wrong with that. There's something greatly wrong with that, my friend. And that simply is not right. H.A. Ironside, who died back in the 1950s, spoke of a meeting with a small church of about 20 to 30 people. And he had a friend with him, and at the church, they gave testimonies of what Christ had done for them. And they were sharing the Word of God with one another, and boy, the meeting just went on. There was a very strong bond, and a lot of tears were shed in that testimony meeting. After the service on the way home, Dr. Ironside asked his friend what he thought. He said, well, you know, I liked it, but I missed the music. To which Ironside replied, why, that was the sweetest music I've heard. Each heart was occupied with Christ as a stringed instrument touched by the blessed hand of the chief musician. You see, my friend, that is called worship in spirit and in truth. That's the music of Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16. As a matter of fact, listen as I read this portion from Dr. Ironside. He says here, and by the way, I want you to get this down. What I'm about to read you was written by Dr. Ironside originally before 1920. They didn't know about contemporary music, okay? But truth is truth, whether it's in 1920 or 2020. Truth is truth. Now listen what he says. A minister once remarked to me that many aesthetic persons attended his church to worship God in music. So he thought to have the best performers and the finest music it was possible to obtain, as otherwise the people simply would not attend. What a delusion it all is. And yet people actually look upon that as really worshiping God, whether they have ever been converted or not. In reality, they are only gratifying their own taste for melody and harmony, a taste God-given, I grant you, and proper enough in its place, but not to be confounded with true worship. A heart filled with Christ gives forth the sweetest music that ever reaches the ear of God the Father. He says, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Let us remember then that in the New Testament dispensation, it is singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, to which the Christian is exhorted. That is where the music is to be, a heart full of praises to the God of all grace. may we know more of it. My friend, Dr. Ironside was absolutely right. It sounds like a modern fundamentalist slamming contemporary music, and this was written even in before the 1920s. Whenever music, or for that matter, ritual, appeals to the flesh primarily or first, it degrades man rather than to elevate him. And instead of an aid, it's an hindrance to true worship, which is in spirit and in truth. Unfortunately, worldly music has entered many churches today, just as the children of Israel began offering corrupted offerings and polluted the house of God and brought the leaven in. And it is just as abominable with music as it was with the way they corrupted worship in the Old Testament, trying to emulate the religions of the world. You see, the music so often today ignores holiness, that which is distinctive and pure and in spirit, that is, the Holy Spirit, not the spirit of this age. I, one time, was speaking with a man that says, you don't believe that any good music has been written since 1950. And so I says, well, you know, our choir just sang some music that was written in the last 5 years. I thought it was great. And the sermon I preached I'd prepared it in the last 2 months. So I said, therefore, we're having contemporary music and contemporary preaching. Well, of course, he shook his head. I myself thought it was kind of cute and funny. But you see, I was able then to point out, no, you're not talking about music as relates to age, to time. It's not that I believe in a music cannot be written in this modern day today. It can be, just as well as it was in 1950 or before. It's not that. It's the spirit of the age, the spirit of this world, the devil, that I oppose. And I don't want him directing the music of our church and of that which is to be worshiping the God, because that makes it highly abominable. And what a shame that in so many churches across our land and around the world that they use this beat-driven music, the people thereby committing abomination to God when they walk into the house that was set aside for his worship. So when music ignores the holiness of God in order to appeal to the flesh, we have sinned against God. Unfortunately, there are entirely too many panty-waisted preachers that simply will not take a stand against it. And my friend, that is a shame. And it makes us wonder, what has happened in this land? One of the things that's happened is that preachers have compromised to keep their salaries and to keep their jobs, trusting man's arm, the arm of flesh, rather than the Spirit of God. You'll notice also here in Daniel chapter 3, verse 6, that there is a threat to those that will not worship the image. He says, and whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And isn't that just the way it is? Today, people threaten, we're going to run off the preacher, we're going to leave this church or whatever else if you won't give in to worship our worldly way. And it'll be that way when the abomination of desolation is set up in the temple during the tribulation. If you don't get the music they want, you're in trouble. Now, verse 7 here of Daniel 3 then shows us compliance. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Now, the punishment for failure to bow and worship before the great image, which would have been a violation of the second commandment given in Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5, if they didn't do that, if they went ahead and broke the commandments of God, they would be cast into a burning fiery furnace. So what they did, they feared Nebuchadnezzar more than they feared God, and even a majority of the Jews that were taken captive bowed down to this image. All except three fall down and worship the golden image. It indicates how universally and unethically the masses obey when their lives are at stake. Now, it would take courage and spiritual backbone not to bow down with the rest of the people. Don't we see that in Psalms 31, verse 24? Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in the Lord. You decide, I'm going to do it. Be courageous, and then you'll find that he strengthens your heart. Don't say, well, I'm going to wait till he gives me the strength, then I'll be courageous. No, you just step out, because that's obedience, that's faith, and then you just trust that he'll give you the strength that you need. But doesn't this show us again, if you threaten a man's life or you threaten his pocketbook, it will usually show his ethics and character. Now notice, there are two strong means to persuade the people. The means of music, that by such, the emotions of the people will be so stirred and aroused that will bring about the desired result of all of them bowing together. Again, we see it today. Sometimes churches will have these sings, and in their singspirations, they have different denominations together, different doctrines together, and at the expense of Bible doctrine, they'll get the charismatic, the Catholic, and the Calvinist together. And they're saying, we're one with this music. Well, my friend, the Word of God is much more important than your style of music. Let's just imagine that you have a group like that. You're getting together around your so-called music, and I stand up and I say, okay, you've got a group of Calvinists there, and I start preaching against Calvinism. Then I'm the bad guy in that group's eyes. And yet, standing for righteousness and the doctrines of God's Word ought to make you be an encourager to me instead of wanting to tell me to sit down and shut up. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.